We're tuned to 90.7 WGXC, Aikwa, Catskill, and Hudson. Hands-on, community-supported, template for the future, folk radio. I would like to thank you for listening to 90.7 WGXC, and I would like to implore you not to turn your radio off for the next hour, or leave it on all day. This is Zoom. I'm Tyson. I was up extra early this morning to do the morning show, and I got in extra late after working on trains, and I watched 16 cars fall off the tracks last night and almost kill somebody. So my morning's been pretty surreal, and hopefully it will bleed into this program. I'm not sure, but this particular show, I was skateboarding. I built a big half-pipe skateboard ramp in my garage, and I'm middle-aged, so I'm not really the best at skateboarding anymore, and I was skating kind of crazy, and I fell down off the ramp onto a sheet of rusted steel I had laying down, waiting to be cut up and turned into sculptures. And I skinned myself up pretty good, and I got some of the rust lodged into my layers of skin and ignored it, and caused an infection, and the infection went to my head. And what do you think about when your head is infected? You think about God. You think about your soul. So I started thinking about redemption. And what a pea-poor human being I must be. Bad example for children, and I do my best. But so it caused a depression, and eventually I got the pus sucked out, and I got the infection taken care of with antibiotics, which I'm not a big fan of, but otherwise I was just going to succumb to downward spiraling insanity. But so this show is loosely kind of a tapestry painting based on what I just explained to you, so I hope you enjoy it. I'm honored to be doing radio at WGXC. I've been here 2 years plus, and I really enjoy it. I think there's great things in store here, and there's a lot of good human beings here with a lot of good ideas. And you can get involved too, WGXC.org. Check us out. We're the future. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. We'll talk again later.
dive in. Yeah. this more what a thrill it would be to die in the electric chair. It'll be a supreme thrill, only one I ever tried. January 16th, 1936, 65-year-old fish puts in the chair, oldest man ever to put to death in 6 feet.
said, "Come on, looking at the sky. Thank you.
You are tuned to WGXC 90.7 Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. We are hands-on. This is all made by hand. People-powered, community-supported. Template for the future. Free speech, free-form radio. I've been Tyson. This has been Zoom for the last hour, live in the house, 704 Columbia Street. Climb the stairs. Monday musical matinee up next. Sherry's in the house. I played a whole bunch of stuff. I did feature an LP that was given to me by my friend Jackson, who used to run Earl Records and now runs Flipped Out Records, the Bone and Joint Center. It's Jackson and Mrs. Jackson, Lana on xylophone and himself on guitar. I've been buying records from Jackson for almost 30 years. I saw the Sun City Girls on Madison Avenue during lunch hour down by the Capitol one day, way back, and Spitboy and all kinds of cool bands used to play in the house for like 15 of us. Be live next week. Next week I have a special guest. I'm being joined by H.L. Martin, vocal author, author of The Patriot Vampire, a very ambitious, chunky slab of excellent fiction. I just kind of started digging into it, and it's heavy. So I hope I can keep up with that kind of intellect next week. I'm really looking forward to that. She's a freedom seeker. So stay tuned for that, and I'll be back again next week. Thank you so much for listening to WGXC. Stay tuned today, every day, all day, and yesterday. Thank you. Bye.
Looks like time is out now. Gonna die down a little bit. So I start walking. And then I walk and I walk and I walk, and then suddenly hours go by. Hours go by, right? And I'm walking away from the coast, and I realize that the ocean is draining. The ocean is empty, and it's just hideous. All the things that have flowed from the surface down to the bottom of the ocean over the years. How old is the ocean? It's ancient, right? It's ancient. So millions of years old, all this stuff is just the bottom of the ocean. It's just so much stuff. Dead things, and slithered things that are dead, and shipping containers full of our folly, full of our consumerism. It's really scary. So I keep wandering around the holds of old ships, ancient ships, late 19th century, early 20th century iron, anchored propellers, skeletons, just whales, leather, things that are dead, just things that don't even know what they are. And that was one of the kind of scary, you know. If I could ever put them in some kind of poetry, I think it would just really something, you know. So, but that's just something that I took out of my dreams and wandered around and think about how hideous the play and dream of the ocean would be, and just wandering around the ocean with just so much just dead stuff. And I don't even know if I could articulate the horror that my mind did that, so, that's a bad one. This one is really scary. It's just really strange. This one, for some reason, I get up there, and it seems to be a common theme. I wake up there, which I guess I'm subconsciously dreaming about dreaming, and I would go out and use telephone ball, and I would between the mainland and the mainland, other than ever discussing this. I dropped my ear to the telephone pole, and I tap into that.
FM Acra.
Acra.
That's it.
Acra.
That's it. That's it.
Acra.
That's it.